I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A number of 5th Congressional District candidates addressed members of the West Monroe, West Ouachita Chamber of Commerce and other community members during a forum Tuesday. 8 of the 10 qualified candidates, including incumbent Representative Vance McAllister, were on hand to share their vision for the 5th District. Dr. Ralph Abraham, a Republican from Alto, who is running for the seat, cites his top concern in the campaign.
Primary issue has got to be the debt that we have to incur, the $18 trillion debt. It affects everything that we do, our economy, our job creation, the way we go to work and practice medicine, in my case, every day.
Fellow Republican candidate Zag Dasher, nephew of Duck Dynasty's Phil Robertson, says the tilting balance of views and political philosophies gave him reason to put his name in the contest.
I've been cynical about the whole political process since 2008 when we had control up until that point, had control of the House, the Senate, and the White House, yet we expanded the size of the federal government more than any point in history. But I just thought, you know what, now's the time to jump in, stand up, and quit complaining and start doing something. It's time for ordinary citizens like me to get off the sidelines and get involved in the political process.
Each candidate was given 5 minutes to share their message with the audience during the forum. The two candidates who did not appear at Tuesday's event were Jeff Guerrero, Republican from Monroe, and Libertarian candidate Charles Hoche. The general election is set for November 4th. Monroe resident Christopher Brown says he will not appeal the ruling of 4th Judicial District Judge Stevens Winters, disqualifying him from seeking public office in November. Winters ruled Tuesday that because of a zone change in the city of Monroe school districts, Brown no longer lived in the district in which he qualified. Brown lives on Mark Street, which was formerly part of District 7. After rezoning following the 2010 census, Mark Street is entirely in District 6. Brown argued his position using an exception to the law which waives the residency requirement of 1 year for those rezoned into a new district. If a resident changes its district but is not part of it for the required 1 year, residents of that district are allowed to seek office in the new district. The rezoning occurred in 2012 and was approved by the Department of Justice in 2013. Brown's candidacy was challenged by 2 residents of the district. According to new research out of Vanderbilt University, college football coaches are worth every penny of their high-paid salaries because of the value they bring to the university. Study co-author Randall Thomas, a Vanderbilt business and law professor, says many NCAA football programs are extremely valuable.
For example, the University of Texas football program has been valued at $875 million. Now, from that university's perspective, that represents a significant amount of value.
Thomas says they undertook a study of college football coach contracts and compared them to CEO employment agreements and found no evidence that the coaches are overpaid the way some fans might clamor. But he says the valued success of the job of a coach is much easier to judge because it's solely based on wins versus losses.
The comparison to CEOs is interesting because while we think of CEOs as creating enormous value, the actual contribution of the CEO to the value of the firm is much murkier.
The study examined 947 college football coach contracts. Among those, at number 7 is LSU coach Les Miles. This is KEDM News.